gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Welcome to Pod of No Return, an in-depth, sometimes humorous, behind-the-scenes tour of real life and a Broadway show, with your hosts, Greg Mills and Jeremy Stoll. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Pod of No Return with your host, Jeremy Stoll.
And Greg Mills. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, Greg. Nice to see you, man. Today's going to be an interesting episode, isn't it? We've gotten so many questions in from people online about us. So they've asked us to do an episode about us. We're going to do a little bit of a rapid fire on questions, and just so you can get to know us. And then you can write questions into us so we can get to know you. Just a little reminder that we are going to be on a panel at Broadway Con. So if you're coming to Broadway Con on the 22nd, please come to our panel, 10 a.m. in the main hall. It's after the final chandelier falls, and we're going to have many guests from the Phantom cast joining us. And Greg and I will be the points on this panel.
As you will.
Have you ever done a panel before, Greg?
No, not like this. Not a Broadway Con one.
Oh, cool.
I guess, you know, like we've done like talkbacks and stuff at back when we used to be able to do that at the show.
Oh, you remember?
I guess it'll be similar. It'll be similar to that, I guess. Yeah, I know, right? Seems so long ago.
Yeah, I've never even been to a panel, so this is going to be fun. I've seen a lot of them on online as I've been studying them, but I've never been a part of one other than talkbacks
cool.
Or when I was a rock star. You know, we would do that with the press all the time. You know, they're
You
know, before we had an arena show. This is going to be a little different because it's Broadway.
That's right.
What's
That's
new
right.
for you?
Not What's much, man. Just staying busy. The boyo had a big birthday this week, and now he's away at camp. So, you know,
boy.
Just surviving the weather right now.
How are you doing with camp? Is it? It's weird.
It's,
right?
It's weird. It's weird. You know, there's no communication. You know, which I guess is a good thing. It's probably better you're not hearing from the camp. So yeah, but it's hard. It's hard when you're so used to like having them around, and then now it's like 5 days of no, you know, no communication. It's really weird.
What's up? We usually, the kids, the camps that our kids go to, take pictures during the week and they post them on their website. So we get a little bit of a proof of life. we know they're still there. You're like, oh my God, what's happening? And they're smiling and having a good old time. They come back
good.
Just little independent kids now. And they want to hang out with the bears in the woods and do their thing. Have you seen anything new this week? Any new shows you started watching?
We started watching just because we're like out of shows, you know, everything is kind of wrapped up. We started watching, what's it called? It's on HBO Max. I think it's called Idol.
Oh, you're watching Idol. Okay. Yeah. I haven't done it yet.
It's pretty trashy. it's like, you know, some people got together and they're like, let's do a show and kind of make it a porno, but just not quite enough.
I mean, it is Max, right? That's what they're known for.
It is to the max. But you know, it's entertainment, so it's good.
That's good. My son and I started watching a show called Swagger, It's about it started out as it's a basketball show, and it's about a 14, 15 year old basketball phenom and his journey through high school and what happens with sponsors and how he gets national championships and whatnot and picking out schools. It's a lot of fun. It's high drama, and it's very good to watch. Because I love basketball, so the entertainment value is up there. I give it a 4.5 stars for sure.
Oh, nice.
But
all right. What's that on?
I'm sure there's a lot of basketball Broadway people out there, so that's a good rec, right?
Yeah, right.
Anyways, well, let's get on with today's subject, and that is us. What about us? What drives us? What kinds of things are our interests? Tell me about when you got into theater. How did that happen?
Oh man, it was I guess really it was high school. Kind of a shy kid, had to take an elective, and so I took drama. I don't know, what was that, 10th grade, I guess? And, you know, kind of broke out of my shell a little bit, and had a good teacher and did just, you know, stuff we, you know, we performed on cafeteria stages. That's, we made our own, you know, we made our own stage.
Cafetoriums!
The cafetorium, you know, a lot of chicken wire and all that stuff to make the sets. And
did you make your sets out of papier mâché?
Papier mâché. That's right. Oh yeah, of course. You know, and then it kind of went from there and did a summer musical theater thing. I'd never done a musical before, and you know, just got the bug around 10th grade and never stopped. What about you?
I have to tell you, my story is legitimately almost exactly the same. I had to take an elective in high school, and I ended up taking piano. The piano teacher was the choir teacher, and that led to summer drama, and that led to here I am today. I mean, what better thing to do in the summertime than hang out in the theater with a bunch of other teenagers and perform musicals? It was a great time. I loved it. Yeah.
What was your first musical? What'd you do that summer?
Oh my gosh. You ready for this?
You remember?
Yes.
Phantom of the Opera.
The Pajama Game.
Oh.
$0.75 doesn't buy you a hell of a lot. It was, yeah. And I played and I'm not kidding you, my stage name was Second Chorus Boy or First Chorus Boy.
Nice.
Basically, hot. I got punched in the arm and I said, "That's my weak arm." And that was my whole part. And then, oh man.
And my first show was Babes in Arms.
Babes in Arms?
They call us Babes in Arms. And I played Valentine White, which was the lead guy. So there was a lot of angry people because here was, you know, I came out of nowhere. I sang the Yellow Submarine for my audition song because I didn't know any musical theater song. They gave me the lead basically because I was like one of the only people that could hit the high E. That was like the high note in the song, you know. They're like, well, he sang it. So yeah, that was my first.
Oh,
and it's been all downhill since then.
God, what was your first, what was the first play you saw?
First play I saw?
Or the first musical. Play a musical, yeah.
I think I saw a production. It was a summer fine arts production of My Fair Lady, maybe.
Whoa.
Maybe that was the first that I can that I remember.
Well, what was the first Equity show you saw? Like a tour.
First Equity.
Yeah.
Probably a tour of either Cats or Les Mis. Would probably have been the first touring show that I went and saw that came through my town.
All right.
First Broadway show I saw was Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, man.
You ever heard of it?
No. No. Tell me about it.
It's gonna run. It'll run forever. Oh.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. Too soon.
The first musical I saw was Man of La Mancha. It was the cut version of it for the schools because it was the local theater company doing their little just do for the schools, and then.
Did they cut out Little Bird, Little Bird?
I don't.
In a tree.
I don't know. I don't know. I loved it though. I thought it was the coolest thing. And then I saw for the first Equity show I saw was Les Mis. And
nice.
If you can believe it, because how school trips go in California, you get up at 5 a.m., get on a bus, and trek off to San Francisco. They let you loose in town and then you come to see the show. So I fell asleep during the second of three acts. And then obviously I woke up in time for all the good stuff. And then the first Broadway show I saw, I think, was The Full Monty. Can you believe that?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It was a good one. I didn't get out to New York for quite a many years. I think I was like 23, 24 years old.
Okay.
Crazy. Yeah. What was your first CD? Your first musical CD?
Oh, man.
Do you remember CDs, by the way? So
that
for
stands
those of
for
you,
compact discs.
Yes. Those of you younger ones in the audience, there was an optical drive in your computer at one time, and you put in this shiny silver thing, and it read up to 18 songs.
Slow down.
Wow. Whoa. You remember the first iPods? We were like, you get 1,000 songs on there. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do with 1,000 songs? And now on your phone, you have every song that ever was, ever will be, or ever can be conceived at that at your hand for, what, $9 a month?
Yeah, exactly.
It's, oh, man. The industry has changed, Ralph.
I'm sure my first CD would have been either Les Mis or Phantom, the double, you know, when you got the double CD cases.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
The fatties.
Oh, the fatties, and they were like $30.
Yeah, with the insert book and everything. Oh, it was good. Okay, yeah. I can still smell the plastic. I love it. Mm. So I think good. Phantom was my first as well, and then I got the. I remember specifically it was Blockbuster Music, and they had just opened the store, and the Les Mis symphonic recording was on the shelves. Oh. Mismarked for $15 because it was like
suckers.
60, and I went ah! So I went and grabbed it.
I love that symphonic version.
Oh yeah, so good. Dude.
Yeah,
it's
but that's
it's
one with
fantastic.
Warlow, right? Anthony Warlow's on that one.
Yeah, Warlow, and anything yeah. Anthony Warlow touches, I'm gonna own it.
Yep,
yep, because I'm a baritone, and that is required.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, first concert. What was the first concert you went to? Mine. Van Halen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I think it's the
that's
balance
way better story. Than mine.
What was it?
You really want to know? I had never been to a concert, and the first actual like concert I went to, a friend took me to, and it was a group called For Him.
For Him. Oh, is this that Christian
my
group?
Wife just,
Christian rock?
Yeah, my wife just laughed in the background. Yeah, because they were like, you know, it was like harmonies and acapella stuff, but it was a like a Christian rock band.
All right.
Yeah, so I didn't really like, you know, thrash out too hard at my first concert.
I guess not. But I bet they were awesome though. I bet
they
were,
sounded great.
I bet they were really a great band. Yeah. there are some Christian rock bands out there that can
I don't even know if they're still
can
around.
Slay. They're oh it's quite the industry, man. Yeah. You mean oh sorry. If for that him actual band, yeah. Who
yeah.
knows?
Yeah.
Maybe now it's their sons. For Him too.
That's
right. Ooh, what was the first star you met?
Oh gosh. Actually the first star I met was it does have to be a musical theater star?
I don't know.
Because I met Hacksaw Jim Duggan at a gym in Florida. He was a former professional wrestler. So and I was at a gym in Merritt Island, Florida. I was down visiting my parents. Actually, I think I was doing Phantom on tour, but I was staying with my folks. And Morgan Fairchild was working out there, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan was working out.
Dude,
so those would be the first like two stars like that I met.
That was back when it was the WWF.
I mean,
it was like, yeah. What was the end of the year they did the Super Wrestle, what was that? WrestleMania.
Right. Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My God. That was like Jim Duncan was back when it was still 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's like they're just coming up with this concept. And they were, oh man. And they were, oh, forget it.
Say that's my first. What about you?
My first star, I guess, I don't know. I think of him as a star because I freaked out when I found out. My first professional show. I got into the ensemble of the Sacramento Music Circus.
Nice.
And we did Pirates of Penzance. And the head pirate was Richard White. And
nice.
Richard White, for those of you who don't know, is the cartoon voice of Gaston. And I couldn't breathe. I just couldn't even believe that I was in the same room as Gaston. And come to find that that would be for the next, call it 12 years, the only part I could get ever. It was just nonstop being the Beast. But that was my first guy.
And he was also the Phantom in the Mariestin.
Yeah, he was the Mariestin Phantom, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We ignore that one. No, I'm just kidding. I spoke for you. Sorry, Greg.
It was a good voice, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. Not even for a baritone. And he dies. Sorry.
Oh my god. I just, oh Christine, I believe I'm in love with you.
Oh, could I ever have dreamed of you? What kind of mind?
Oh, the up has been invaded by a phantom. The up has been invaded by a
melody, 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 song, song, melody.
Oh my god!
I still remember it. I did the show.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah.
But you obviously, Mari Esten can write a melody because. After so many years, you remember him, and that's
easy. I know, right? Stuck in your head.
This question is it cracks me up because this next question that's popped up, it says, "What was the moment you realized you were famous, Craig?"
I am not famous.
Yeah,
so I have not realized that moment.
I'm still waiting for that moment. That's that'll be a fun one.
Yeah, I can't wait.
First favorite TV show growing up. A cartoon growing up. Oh, cartoon theme song. Hit me. What's your favorite TV show growing up?
Well, Simpsons. It's been with me my whole life, basically.
Oh, interesting.
Especially cartoon. But when I was littler, before The Simpsons, I was a big Gummy Bears fan.
Gummy Bears, bouncing here and there and
everywhere. How you picture that's beyond compare.
They are the gummy bears.
They are the gummy bears. Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I never
We're
watched
so
it.
Old.
Obviously.
Obviously, clearly.
But TV show, for the first show I ever got hooked on, because my parents were watching it all the time, was Three's Company.
Oh yeah.
Jack Tripper. Yeah, it was
that
was an interesting a single guy living with two girls, Perfect. But the cartoon I used to wake up in the morning for was Smurfs.
Smurfs,
I loved it. And then the Snorks were before it at like 6 a.m.
It was Snorks, Smurfs, Gummy Bears. And then
Gummy Bears.
Turned to something else.
And then there's something else. And by 10 o'clock, here's the full circle. You ready? By 10 o'clock, it was all over. And then what was on? WWF. With Hacksaw Jim Duncan.
That's right.
And that's the moment I turned the TV off. I was exhausted. It was like 4 hours of cartoons. I'm done.
Yeah, right.
Mom, I'm bored. It's already 10 o'clock in the morning and my day's over. What's your favorite Andrew Lloyd Webber show?
I guess I have to say Phantom, but Superstar's up there for me too.
Oh, yeah, Superstar. That's right.
I love Superstar. I've done that one twice. Too. So, what about you?
Phantom's my favorite ALW show. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it also your favorite musical of all time? Or?
No, favorite music of all time, probably. I was a Les Mis kid.
Were you?
I was the sing to the top of your lungs, belt the A flat, hold it straight tone, and then mix it into a vibrato every single ending of a song. Yeah. I was all about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, those. I mean, that's definitely up there too. I'm a huge Sweeney Todd's probably still my favorite.
Oh, I love that.
And Ragtime. I wore those CDs out, those compact discs.
Because
I was way after cassette tapes. Don't even talk about that.
What's the favorite place you ever visited?
Prague.
Seriously?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Did you just point at a map and go, let's go to Prague?
No, I was in a, I did like a kind of a show choir thing, a college group trip. We went out and did Bratislava and we did Prague, Luxembourg. It was great. It was a great trip, but Prague is gorgeous.
Luxembourg. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I've been,
how about you?
Well, I've been all over the world.
You've been everywhere from I've heard.
Yes. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, he's referring to I've been to every Starbucks that is available on all platforms.
That's right. What's your favorite Starbucks?
49th Street Starbucks is the one I frequent the most.
Nice.
Yes, 49th, nice. Between 8th and 9th, because it is in Worldwide Plaza, and outside is a sitting area, which I like to call the beach. It's great. Nice. I've just lost my entire train of thought here.
What's your favorite
place I've ever visited?
Oh yeah, we'll do that one first too. Favorite place
I've ever visited. Honestly, I mean, I've been around the world and I've seen the most beautiful places and the greatest, very fun cultures. But I have always been fond of Hawaii. As I grew up in California, nice. Hawaii is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. I've never felt more relaxed in my life than when the door opened to Hawaii, Maui. The first time that door opened and you just are in that air, done. And I've been a fan ever since. Favorite.
Great. Thanks, man. That's where I was going to go for my birthday this year, but we had to bail on it. So now I'm really, really bummed.
It's the greatest place awesome. You'll never get to, Greg. you said favorite ice cream?
Pistachio. I saw those.
Freaking love pistachio.
What are you, my father?
Yeah.
It's my dad's favorite ice cream.
Oh, your dad's awesome. That's why. He's awesome. Hello.
Hello. I have to go with chocolate. Just straight up chocolate. Can't go wrong.
Chocolate ice cream?
What's your problem, bro?
That's the other vanilla. No, I'm just messing with you. Chocolate's the new vanilla.
It's the new vanilla.
What's the last show you saw?
Last show I saw was the Britney Spears musical.
Oh, man.
I always want to call it Hit Me Baby, but it's Once Upon a Once More.
Once Upon a One
Once
More Time.
Once Upon a One More Time, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the last show I saw, and it was a blast.
The secretly most fun show ever. Exactly.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still have the glow bracelet to prove I was there.
It was awesome. Yeah, you wear that to every special event, right? You
know,
you keep the good wines and the bracelet.
That's right.
For the really, really good days. I went to last night, actually, the off-Broadway play that goes wrong. I am a huge fan of that acting troupe. I love everything they do. They have a TV show in Britain. Back in the day, they had it. It's called The Going Wrong Show, and I can't get enough of that thing. The Peter Pan that goes wrong, I cried laughing. And then last night I saw for the third time the off-Broadway version of the play that goes wrong, and it just does not disappoint. It really is. It's so great. It's a lesson on how to take two lines of a page and turn it into a 5-minute monologue with no words. It's just they are
I've got to
very
see them.
Talented actors in these shows. I tell you what. What's the last movie you saw?
Actually, I just finished it yesterday. I finished watching Annihilation. It's kind of a sci-fi.
What?
It's got Natalie Portman.
Who's that?
Right? Who's that? Some actress?
Wait, Natalie Portman? What do you mean? She's in the Star Wars. Of course you're going to know Natalie Portman.
Of course. I know. I was playing. It's called Annihilation.
I called it The Star Wars, by the way. That
the
just
Star Wars.
Me. She's in The Star Wars. It's on the internets. Those interwebs.
The Star Wars. Soon we'll be making another run.
Okay.
A Kessel run. my brother recommended it because he loves sci-fi stuff. So I was sitting home alone. Because my wife works, thank God, and my son is at camp. So I watched Annihilation, and it was really cool. It's a good movie. What about you?
Well, the last thing I saw was, I talked about it actually, was Elemental. Wanted the last thing to be, the last thing I saw to be the Indiana Jones movie that's out, but Satomi and Elizabeth went without me. So
what?
I'm not sore about it at all. Yeah, that's right. That's what they did.
If you're out there listening, Satomi and Elizabeth.
Me. Yeah, Satomi and Elizabeth. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
You went down a notch.
What was the last thing you streamed on Spotify?
Oh, gosh. I did a little tickling the vocal cords yesterday. So I streamed Anthem from Chess.
Oh my God. You've been watching John.
Yes.
Our route do that. Kansas
City? It sounds
City,
so
or
good.
It's a Muni, right?
Muni. He said Muni. Yeah, they just wrapped up, I think.
Rocked it.
He sounds so good.
John is, God, he's just pretty in every way. That voice.
But does
that...
Anatole need to be that good looking?
Yeah, maybe.
Come on.
Maybe. Come on. I know it's not. It's unfair. It's really unfair.
You're a Russian chess player. Get out. 6'4" God.
Exactly.
Runway model. Come on. Save some for everybody else. Yeah, he's great. He sounded great. So yeah, that's what I was listening to and singing with yesterday.
Nicely done. I started listening to a band called The Tors, T-O-R-S. It's these three guys. They're I think they're Brits. There's three guys and they harmonize with each other. And one's a guitarist, one's a banjo, and one's a mandolin and all the other strings. Nice. And they have a band. They harmonize. They're so great. I highly recommend checking them out. The Tors.
Nice. Do you know the Struts?
No.
You must. You don't know the Struts?
I think I know the Struts, but I couldn't tell you a song that they sing.
Oh, you should listen to them. They're great.
Done.
Yeah, they're fun.
In fact, bye. I'm going right now.
See ya. Boop, boop.
Thank you. What's the last country you visited?
Last country I visited? Mexico, I guess.
Yeah!
I guess. Excellent. That's the last one.
Yeah, me too. I just went. I heard Canada from the distance. Did you go to Canada?
Well, we're trying to think if we went to Niagara Falls since we've been to Cancun.
Oh.
It's a toss-up. Probably Canada because of Niagara Falls. Yeah.
Does Canada count? It's
pretty close. I mean...
I don't know. Mexico and Canada, do they really count? No.
Do they count? I mean, really. Yeah. It's like going next door. Yeah. I know. I haven't been
Last place I went to was... Yeah, well, of course. As you do in Canada. For about 3 months of the year. I went to Mexico as well. That was the last place I went to. Went to a little town that I didn't know existed. And then now I think I will only go there.
What's it called?
It's a little north of Puerto Vallarta. It's called Sayulita.
Okay.
And it is so charming. It was the greatest town. We rented this massive house on top of the hill, which you can't even believe the climb these cars take to get to these houses up there, but rented this. It was a 4-story house, had its own elevator and a horizon pool. My whole family got basically our own apartment version of this, and we had an outdoor kitchen and a cook, and it was cheaper than a night stay in New York City for the whole place. You know what I'm saying? it was awesome. So if you're ever going to Mexico, I'd look up Sayulita. It's great. There's no cruise ships there to congest the place.
Nice.
Yeah, Loved it. What current show on Broadway do you want to see the most?
Do I want to see the most?
Yeah.
Gosh. Well, I don't know. Actually, I would say Sweeney, but I know the show so well. I do want to see it, but I kind of really want to see Back to the Future because I have no idea what that's going to be like. So because I don't know it at all, I guess that's probably... that'd be up there in the other one. What's the one? Oh, my God. I'm blanking on the name. The Love? The one at the Broadway Theater that they totally gutted in?
Oh,
Here Lies Love.
Here Lies Love, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, where they just took out the whole bottom
floor. To see that
floor.
Experience. Yeah. I mean, they like
I think that's going
to
be
place.
Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I want to see Sweeney, but I want to be in Sweeney, so.
Well, there you go. Well.
What about you? What show do you want
to
see?
Keep wishing. Keep wishing.
I know. I know.
I want to say Here Lies Love, but what I really want to see is The Cottage. One of our cast members, Nehal Joshi, is in this show, and it's a farce, and I just love them. You know, those really quick-witted, fun, slapstick kind of shows, like the play that goes wrong or noises off. It is my jam.
And that's a great cast.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, one of the guys is from Phantom. Obviously, it's a great cast. I mean,
obviously.
Let's be honest here. When you think of acting, you think of Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera, yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. So you have anything fun coming up in the summer?
Well, I've got a little bitty birthday coming up. And we've got the Broadway Con That's coming up. That's coming
yes, up. Broadway yes. Con. That's a huge activity.
I'm hoping to go see a really good soccer match next weekend, 2 weekends from now, the day of Broadway Con. So that's exciting. And then I think we have a trip scheduled to Rhode Island, a little family,
oh,
family
that's
gathering
fun.
For a week. Yeah, so it'll be fun. But that's about it. Hanging with
nice,
a family,
dude.
Which is, you know, my favorite thing. So what about you?
All right. For me, I do have some fun activities coming up. I actually will be doing, I don't know if you've heard of it, this thing called Broadway Con. We're on a panel.
Wait, you're
Saturday,
doing it too?
The 22nd. I am doing it too. I
hope I see you there.
It would be so funny if we were in the same room in the same panel at the same time. That would be.
I hope we're not wearing the same
crazy
thing.
Coincidence. That would be dumb.
That'd be embarrassing.
That'd be embarrassing. but I actually I'm very excited to say that there's a label that has approached me and I get to record an album in August.
Nice.
Yeah, my own music, and I'm very, very excited. I'm happy that that they have asked, and it's very cool. I get to go out.
That
to this
label
recording.
Is Campbell's Soup.
Yes. stop it some more.
Step it some more. That's amazing, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man. I've been writing for quite a while. The music, it's. I'm going to sing something other than Broadway, which is going to be interesting. So we'll see what happens. Look forward
incredible.
To that. Yeah.
Melody, melody, melody.
Yes.
Melody.
No.
It's catchy.
Have you ever been to Broadway Con? I mean, we talked about this. What do you know about Broadway Con? Because I've asked you if you've been to it and I didn't ask you. Have you been to Broadway Con?
Have you
been on a panel?
Yeah, I've never, I've never been to it. I don't know what to expect.
Employed.
I know, right? And we're not clearly going back to a previous thing. I realized I'm not famous because I've never been asked to go to a Broadway con before. yeah, I have no idea what to expect. I've been to Comic-Con, so I'm assuming there will be people dressed up like their favorite Broadway characters. At least I hope there are. I'm expecting that. I want to see... You know, Phantoms and Elphabas and Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. And, you know, people with casts on their arm that say, you know, Connor and that they're dear Evan Hansen's. I don't know. I have no idea. I would assume that people dress up for it. And then there are going to be
dear Evan Hansen
booths. I don't know if there'll be, you know, the Funko Pop booth probably won't be there selling all their favorite Broadway Funko Pops. I have no idea. I really don't know what to expect. But
are you
going to
dress up as Greg Mills?
Who?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm gonna dress up as his understudy.
Oh, perfect, perfect. That's right. The reliable Greg. Good old reliable Greg. Yeah,
and
I'm
you've never
to
been
see
either,
some...
right?
I've never been, yeah. And I've lived in Midtown for 20 years, so it's really sad of me. But I've always been employed. It's just not something... And it what's funny is Broadway Con comes around, and by the time I've heard it's coming, it's already... sold out or just can't go.
Yeah.
So I would hear about it from Kaylee, who would go.
Of course.
And I'm hoping to see some great costumes as well. But you know what I really want to see? I want to meet is the backstage blonde, the
Alphabet awesome.
Dresser. She's awesome. Yes. Cause I love her Instagram handle where she goes around and talks about the history of the Broadway theaters and just all the inside scoop that she does. And she does a whole group of t-shirts. She has like a little t-shirt company and they're hysterical. They're like little theater sayings on these shirts and they're fantastic. She has a booth and I want to go and spend some money over there, which hoping she's doing it again this year. Please
I hope so.
Be there.
She's awesome. She's really awesome.
She really is awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Disney film?
Disney film. Oh God.
Exactly.
I'm a sucker for Hunchback, man. I love Hunchback.
That's a good one. Yeah, back in the day. You're talking about Disney film. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really an easy question because It's an easy question because Disney basically owns everything now, so you can see anything.
I know, right?
Anything from ABC, anything from whatever. I think the Guardians of the Galaxy kind of probably awesome.
Oh, yeah. I always forget. Yeah, of course they own all that stuff.
Yeah, they own all that stuff. I know, Star Wars.
Owns the Star Wars.
At what point do you call it a monopoly? It's just like,
I know, I guess, right?
When there's no other market, then you call it a monopoly.
Jeez.
Ugh. What's your favorite Pixar film, though?
I gotta say Toy Story. I love them all. I mean, they're all great. Toy Story just crushes me.
Toy Story is a great one.
It's so good. Yeah, when's that going to be a musical?
Good. Can you imagine? I mean, well,
I can.
I know it's a live on stage thing that they do. So
yeah, I'm sure.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Broadway ballad?
Broadway ballad? I don't know. I got to think about that. That's hard. Jeez.
Wow. Look at the dead space. We've got the dead space going on.
While I'm racking my brain, do you have one?
No. Ballads, they suck. I'm kidding. It's like, I don't know. Did you go through that period of time in your life where everything in your book was a ballad? Because you're just like angsty and exactly.
Of course.
Of course you like Anthem from Chess and you like Music of the Night and anything from Les Mis, right? Basically. Yeah. It is, right? Music of the Night's a ballad.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You always try to sing really loud, high A's to to the woman you're trying to impress.
Yeah.
Of course. I don't know.
It's hard to speak my heart from Parade. I love it. It kills me. I can barely sing that without crying.
Stuff from Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah.
You know what I really have always been a fan of is just that little ballad from Will Rogers' Follies.
Not that one.
It's in Act Two, and it's like a little guitar ballad. Can't remember the name. It's just like it's a perfect song. Apparently, it's not my favorite because I can't even think of the name. So there we go.
Oh, you know what else I like? I like "Tell My Father" from Civil War.
Oh, dang!
Tell my father what you done, about the man. I don't know the words, but yeah, that's a good song.
Oh, good. Here's a great question. This one's a fun one for me. What's your go-to song at karaoke?
I like Creep. When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. Yeah, that song.
Is it big?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, I love it.
I like to sing Hurt from Nine Inch Nails.
Closer to God.
Just those real crowd pleasers. Oh, good.
What about you?
I always go country. I don't know why. It's just my blood wears boots, I guess. Friends in Low Places is a great one.
I got friends in low places.
Just I'm a sucker for anything that can get the whole bar going. Singing along with you. It's a fun one.
Oh yeah. The last time I sang karaoke, which you didn't think this song was going to play out very well there, was at the American Legions in Cocoa, Florida, because my parents are associated with that. And they, of course, they made me sing Music of the Night.
Oh, buddy.
So, you know, sometimes you don't think those are going to go over so well. But they were great. And, you know, I was, you know, the kid of, my parents. And my parents are their favorite people there. So it was a very good
audience.
I'm
sure they're more than proud of you because you're an amazing human and the most talented man on the planet.
I guess that's when I realized I was famous.
That was the moment.
I was.
This was the moment.
Good ballad.
Oh my God.
I'm American Legion famous. So that's good.
Karaoke. I have a karaoke story. You ready for this?
Okay.
So I just did a whole concert series with this band that I used to be in called Bravo Michi. And we slayed. We walked in and absolutely took the place. And it was so good. And we were high on life. And we were in the Jersey Shore. I think we were in Long Beach. Okay. Not Long Branch, Long Branch. And we walked into our hotel. The hotel bar downstairs had a huge bar with a karaoke night. And there were a bunch of weddings in there. And there's all these bride and grooms and groomsmen and all the three separate weddings. And they're just partying it up. And they're singing these crazy rock and roll songs. And they sound terrible. So my friend, Ari Simon, and I walked into this bar. And we're like, oh, man, we're gonna slay here. Let's do this. what should we do? And we just sat down. We thought about it. And then we came up with the idea that we're going to sing Michael Bublé. And we are going to win the hearts of many. Got up there. It's like, and now Jeremy Stuhl. I got up there and started now you say you're lonely. And I started the song, and the place went quiet. They all looked up and started watching. And I'm not kidding you, by the end of the song, the entire bar was empty. I not only did not impress anybody, I cleared the place, which means I was so bad that drunk wedding people couldn't stand it anymore. And I probably was the most hated man on the planet to all the bartenders who were killing that night. It was embarrassing. I was not good.
And that's
not
when you good. Realized you were famous.
That's the moment I realized I was famous. Thank you.
For my next number, cricket, cricket.
Yeah, exactly. Dang it. Well, I think I'll be going now. We sat and had a drink in shame and then left and went to bed.
I see. We missed one question, and maybe before we wrap up, who is your favorite Broadway diva?
Well, go. Who's your favorite Broadway diva?
Bernadette Peters.
Oh.
I will say Bernadette Peters, only because, again, I'm famous. I know her because we just actually, when was it, Sunday night, Gypsy, Broadway's Gypsy, had their 20th reunion. And I went to that because my wife worked on that production, was in that show briefly. And so I got to know them really well. And I've never seen a cast that has stayed together and stayed in touch so much and have become such a family. It's unbelievable. We've done so many events, like hung out with them and... or have like great friends still from that show. I wasn't even in the show, but you know, so we had this big party and she was there. Jerry Mitchell was there. Everybody was there. And she's just she's the greatest, and I love her and she's amazing. So that's my favorite diva, Bernadette.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that. I would have to say, and this is a weird one, but she is, she's not a Broadway singer, she can't sing, but I love Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
I guess but she's not really a Broadway diva, she just started on Broadway, right? But she has such a hand in it. That's one person that if we're performing I would have to go see as a must.
Yeah,
just because she's brilliant.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyways, we've run out of questions. We have come to the end of the internet, Greg.
Success.
There's an end. Can you believe
There's
it?
There's an end.
Oh my gosh. So we'd just like to remind you that if you could go on to any of your platforms, if you are enjoying the show, please give us a rating. Thumbs ups, 5 stars are always welcome. If you have less
6 out of 5 stars.
Less than that opinion, then maybe keep it to yourself. I don't know. No, we'd love to hear from you. Please send in questions. They're great fun. We love going through these questions and hearing what you think and what you have to say. I know that a lot of chatter happened after our fan fiction episode, which was a lot of fun to read through and reminisce with people. And they are more appreciative of that than we had anticipated. And that's very fun.
And it'd be fun to do like a follow-up episode of that too. Like now that people have like seen or heard our first fan fiction, now that they have ideas or thoughts for us, you know, send us those thoughts and we'll maybe do another episode of that.
Absolutely. Because
you don't need to hear about us anymore.
You've I'd love to. Yeah, us. No, that we're done with that.
I'd love to hear from the authors and their thoughts on it.
Yeah, right.
That would be a great episode, I think. The authors of this fan fiction, maybe they can read their own stuff.
Read about. Yeah, that'd be cool. No, right.
So meet us at BroadwayCon. We're gonna be there. We're not gonna be square. So we'll be there to meet you, take pictures, sign, hear your thoughts, have a great time. Come experience Broadway Con for the first time with Greg and I.
Yeah.
And maybe it's your first time and we can discuss that. But if you are around and you can make the panel, please make the panel. And please, please, please send in the questions. We're loving them. And it's going to be fun to ask the questions of the other actors and see what they think and what makes them tick. It's a lot of fun. We've got a good group coming in. And I guarantee you're going to enjoy it.
Are you going to come dressed as Meg or Red Death?
I don't really fit into my Meg costume anymore.
I understand.
I think I'm going to come into my... I'm probably going to dress as an understudy. That's
good.
Yeah.
You should bring in one of your white t-shirts that you used to write messages on. I bet you could auction those off for a bundle.
I don't have any.
No.
I know. It sucks, right? Like, what did I have? I had t-shirts.
Just go buy some Hanes and write it.
Write it down. But I put one of them said, I hate musicals. Yeah. One of them said, Pizza Face. You remember that? I had a bunch of them. I just got really.
Did you have one that said, you had an understudy one. What did it say? I can't remember.
I don't know. I can't. Didn't I have rehearsal. I remember that one.
I should have had one that said, Body by Plato.
Body by Plato. At U Nork City.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my god. And then god, there was just so many times. We had the shirts, and then we got into the mustaches, and then we got into the ukuleles, and then we got into forget about it. I don't even know if I know how to play the ukulele anymore. Because when Allie
left, I never knew, so I'll
I didn't
try.
Have the heart. Yeah. There's only four strings you could learn, I could teach you. It's no problem.
I just strum. Just strum it.
Or throw it. It's the
or
same.
Throw stuff. It. That's right.
Cool, man. So,
bye, brother,
great to see you. Have a great day, Greg. And I know you got the birthday coming up, and so happy birthday in advance.
Thanks,
soon.
Man.
Soon, and I hope you have a good time.
25. Can you
reuniting
believe?
With your son after camp? He has great
stories.
Yeah,
you
stories.
Too.
Yeah, thanks,
you
man.
Too. Yeah.
And until next time, come to Broadway Con, and we'll see you guys later.
Thanks, guys. Take care. We'll be right back.